just about to say, first of all, we all have an intention. We have a purpose. I believe that we're here significantly and chosen to be here. And the vessels that we actually come from, we have a selection process that we choose. And when we come through that way, in our genetic code, we have a signature for what it is that we're supposed to do, why we're supposed to do it, and the unfolding in that. And this earth school that we're in allows us to learn the lessons about being here in this suit that we're in. But the greater purpose of us is embedded in the heart. And when that purpose that's embedded in the heart starts to awaken and come alive, we start to fulfill our destiny through our challenges, our stresses, our strains, and our struggles, which actually emerge and help us become the best version of ourselves. Now, I know I said a lot just there.
Wait, but you gotta let me introduce you, baby.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, darling.
You gotta let me say you are, because my audience is gonna be even more turned on and turned up and all that.
Okay,
so I
cool.
Just want everyone to know we're talking to Clyde Rush.
Yeah.
He's an amazing transformative genius, is one way of calling it. Mm-hmm. He works with people on all levels, like body, mind, spirit, and he just kind of has it going on so many levels. He's a mentor to some of my mentors, so woohoo.
We
had a little conversation about that before we started the recording. So I just want you all to just kind of hang out with us and let Clyde share a little bit more about the universe and how everything works, and maybe talk a little bit about how you can change something.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you, first of all, Erica, for allowing me to be on here with you. And this is a wonderful opportunity just to be in the presence of someone like yourself and, you know, your stellar performances that you do out here doing your podcast and whatnot, and being able to impact the lives of the people who come on your show. And they come because it's what you do naturally, you know, and people are gravitating towards people who do something naturally. And that's you. So thank you for having me on here.
I think, you know, it's so weird. I have this memory and it's kind of etched, and it was Toots and the Maytals, which is a reggae band and very obscure, I guess now, but they did like "The Harder They Come, The Harder They Fall." They did all these great songs back in the day. And they came to university where I went to college, and they let me in the room and I got to interview them one-on-one. Like,
wow.
How did I do that? I was just sort of hanging out near the stage and kind of like being nosy.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the doors opened and I went and sat in this room with like all these Rastafarian guys.
Yeah.
And like the whole room was Rastafarians. And then there was Erica and my photographer. And he was like, my photographer just was like, it was so interesting. And I mean, that what you just said made me think about how when you lean into your strengths, instead of like fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing that, like you just said, you know, there's something that happens within yourself when you lean in and you connect to something that's even greater. We call that the universe, divineness, oneness. And when you do, there's an energetic transformation that actually occurs within the body, and it resonates on this frequency that's tapped into this universe that we live in. And amazing things start to occur. The synchronicities start to happen. The serendipitous moments just start to resonate. And the next thing you know, as soon as you think about something, you can create the very thing that you think about, or it's in alignment with who it is that you are. And you just bear witness to that same thing just by saying that. So I understand. I hear you.
It seems like people, I do want to do a little handout to the people who are going through some tumultuation. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of changes. Careers are changing. The companies are laying people off. Like, the whole workforce is shifting.
Yeah.
And I think when you're in a certain vibration, you can see it as a positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other people are still kind of like, what do I do now? So maybe, maybe for some reason that showed up as a question, like, how can someone get more into on their, well, I feel stupid asking certain questions because I know, like, there is no not being on the path, but how can you get to where you feel more like you're on the path?
Well, you know what? You know, so just to quantify and clarify the statement that you actually made, there is that person that's sitting out there saying, I don't want to ask this question because it seems like it may just be too obvious, but there's no question that's too obvious, because for every question there is an answer. So not necessarily for you, and it's not that we know all and we know everything. We have the resources to understand and to tap into know it, but we don't know it all in one degree. So I'll answer that question for you since you asked, because that very question, maybe one or two audience members out there that's saying, oh, I wish Erica would ask this. Nah, I don't want to ask that question. And you just did. So so that's the tune in, tap in. Okay. So
exactly.
Thank you for asking. But the real thing is again, it's really kind of taking a couple of minutes to sit still and sit in silence. And I know this seems kind of challenging, especially when life is starting to happen around you and you're starting to feel like life is happening at you, but it's really happening through you. And if you can stop for a couple of minutes and just be still, it'll reveal to you what your next course of action could be. And more often than not, when we get tapped by that thing, which is that inner voice to ourselves, sometimes it sounds like it's a little distorted language because we're not used to hearing it. It's like, what did you just say? What was that? What? Because it's so-
You want me to what?
I know, you. What was that? Did I hear you say that right? And it's so uncommon from who it is that we know ourselves to be and the things that we're accustomed to doing. Now, Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. And more often than not, that's exactly what it is. It's saying something to you that's different to get a different result from you, which is ultimately what it is that you want. So again, it's understanding how to slow things down just a bit so life can actually speed up for you. And that's
another question. It just came. I didn't know you were saying that. I don't know if you know the song Out There Grinding.
Yeah. Yeah.
What seems to me happens when you're frustrated or you're stuck is you start grinding. You like you're going to grind. You think, if I just do this 20 million times harder, if I just blah, blah, I can get myself, I can do it. Like, there's so much grinding in our, I feel like it's in our cultural backgrounds. Like so many of our cultural backgrounds, we go back generations to farmers who are hurting. Or so how do we not grind?
Well, you know what? It's so funny and it's so interesting that you put it like that. But again, because of we've been conditioned, socialized, and kind of institutionalized along these lines of limitation, we think that it's all about the ego part of my mind that says, this is what I got to do. I got to do grind and hustle, work. And listen, these terms and these concepts are significant for people from one degree to another. But the life that we live, that we truly are supposed to live, that we see in our mind's eye, is actually effortless. And the way for the effortlessness to manifest itself is to do something that you actually just said, which is when we really allow ourselves to operate from the heart with a clear intention in the mind. It's the heart that's connected to the clear intention in the mind that brings it back to you. And that's tapping into what the universe actually is designed for you to do. See, when we do what it is that we love and we love what it is that we do, you'll never work another day in your life. You'll just enjoy waking up doing what it is that you love to do.
Yeah. And
that's the just like what you're doing.
You know, right, Fred, and it's so fascinating because I was kind of, I had a birthday in September.
Happy birthday.
And yeah, I had a birthday in
September. Hey.
Seemed like it was a bigger number than before.
Just seems like that.
And I was like, you know, I really love podcasting so much, and I gave up on it. And what happened for me, like the reason I abandoned it, and I did it hard for a long, not hard, but good. But I mean, I loved it for a long time. And I started like just putting expectations on it, not getting what I wanted from it, thinking everything was linear, you know, and when I pulled my energy out, like you said, and I just kind of like sat there and in space and I was like, well, one thing I really loved doing was my podcast.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't that something? That's that natural ability to do the thing it is that you love to do, that's actually effortlessness in motion. And then it's the reach that you actually have, which vibrates on a frequency that resonates in the ears and the hearts of the listeners that you get to impact just by doing the thing it is that you love to do, which is podcasting. So kudos to you. Congratulations. You know?
I feel like there's not enough time in the world to interview you because I'm so curious about so many things. Why don't you just kind of go into zone and tap into what else you think might be helpful? What
Okay.
other kind of things might be just what someone wanted to hear that moment?
Well, okay, I will do. First of all, thank you for allowing to me for me to be on your platform like this. And even for the masses of people that are out there listening, the ones that are here now, the ones that are on the way listening, and the ones that have come through already, I believe that everybody who's under the sound of your podcast is here for a specific reason and with an intention. Some of it is clarity, some of it is validation. Some of it is just to get a better understanding about who they are, why they're here, and what to do, and what's the next step. And for those people who are in that position that are trying to figure out what the next step is, I tell you what, once you take that first step up, the next step will unfold itself to you because you'll see things from another perspective that you never thought that you could see because you never took that step. And until you decide to commit to take that step, which is actually stepping out into the unknown, that's where the real party is. See, if you can predict what the future is going to be, why would you do it? It's the fact that you cannot predict what the future is going to be, and you allow yourself to go on a journey of discovery to find out what's next. And more importantly, what that next thing is associated to the vision that you actually have in your mind's eye, which is why you're actually here on the podcast to get this very thing it is that I just said. So I commend you.
Well, you know what's interesting is not knowing exactly how, get so many people twisted, but I, when you take one step into the unknown, it's really empowering.
It is. That's the freeing.
What
That's your.
was the workshop that I just attended of yours?
I
It
think
was
it
a big Zoom
was.
call.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, that's it. That's it. And, again, my whole thing is just to get people to become the best version of themselves, eradicate and try to do as much, I don't like to even say try, to eliminate the limiting beliefs that most people kind of run up on and where those things actually came from, what they stem from, how to, what do I need to do? And one of the first things is really just to develop some confidence and belief in yourself that you can accomplish what it is that you see in your mind's eye. And it doesn't make a difference whether anybody else sees it or not. The most important person, the VIP, is you. You have a specific reason for saying it. Erica, I'm just
Dang, there
saying.
you go talking about self-love again. Oh.
It? Isn't it? I mean, when you truly love you, what would you not do for yourself? Like, if you can't do, what would you do for love? You understand what I'm saying? But before I can give it, I gotta have it. How can I give that very thing which I don't possess with myself first? How can I love if I don't know how to love me? What exemplification am I using as the metric to say that I truly love? And if it doesn't start with me, how can I give that very thing it is to someone else without having it for myself first? Gotta start with self-love. Must. You
Must.
know what I mean? Must. That's a must. You get to. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? I get to love me? What?
For me, the journey, I think when I was younger, like I was at a little paper, I was a newspaper reporter, so I was a little paper, and then I wanted to get to a bigger paper. And then I wanted to get, so I went to a weekly. I went from a little tiny weekly to a big weekly, a 5-day daily. But I wanted to get to a major metropolitan, right? And everybody was telling me, oh, it's going to take you 7, 8, 9 years, right? So here I am, like 27, making 28, making my goal that was I was supposed to hit at 35, right? And I was sitting there going, huh. Okay, well, I've made it, like it, but then
It.
I outgrew.
Because you came in so fast.
I outgrew that journalism thing of focusing on the negative. I'm like, holy mongol. You know, like, mm-hmm. I love writing, but I'm not,
This is and not so, my sugar honey iced tea. I know. I get it.
I know, but it was really crazy when you are able to do things. And then what I love is that next door opens. What I love is that unknown, like that. Tell us a little bit about the magic of like things showing up that you didn't even know.
So here's the thing that happens with that. We call those synchronicities and serendipitous moments. And more often than not, we have these five senses that we kind of relegated to this earth school. See, hear, smell, taste, touch. Well, that's on the earth school level, but the highest degree of consciousness takes you up to the next degree. And that next degree is intuition, imagination, memory, reason, will. And when you put those things together on top of the see, hear, smell, taste, touch, it puts you in alignment for synchronicities and serendipitous moments. And then you become a collaborator, a creator in the life it is that you truly designed to live. And you just know where to be, where the doors are. And then you get from knowing where to be to creating the doors for yourself. That's the magic. When I can create the door, and that's in a learning school now, but this is the high degree of consciousness. And the next level, there are no doors. They are just opportunities. I'm just telling you, Erica, okay?
You know what I love about that? It's just so ethereal and beautiful. And, mm-hmm. and I'm sort of seeing like the 7th to 15th morphogenetic chakras. I don't even know how to say the word.
There you go. There you go. Chakra energy. Come on. Yes, that's what.
Yeah, in fact, that's funny because I forgot to do my chakra work this week. I usually do a lot of clearing, like kind of it's not, usually kind of a daily practice, and something happened this week, and I fell off the chakra clearing track.
Well, you know what? You keep your chakras clean enough, so you had some house cleaning rules that happened automatically. All right, so your energy is in alignment.
Oh, that's so sweet. Is there any offer you'd like to make my audience, or is there any place, website you can send them so they can find out more? Well, sure.
You know what? It's basically Clyde Rush at mykajabi.com. That's, I'll spell it CLYDERUSH at my Kajabi, KAJABI.com, Clyde Rush at mykajabi.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Put Erica's name in there and I got you covered. I'll give you some entry stuff. There's some free downloaded meditations that you can get. And just put Erica's name on there and I'll send you something special just for coming on her show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then let's go out with a blessing. So why don't you do some kind of blessing?
Okay. So, you know, first of all, everybody just come in together real quick. And what I'd like for you to do is put your hands over your heart, left hand over right, right over left. Just make sure you cover your heart. And we're going to do an affirmation for gratitude. So in this moment, just take a moment of being grateful. Grateful and gratitude is something that has already occurred for you. It could be a position. It could be a car. It could be a new home. It could be a new relationship. It could be restoration with a family member. It could be some restoration with a significant other. And in this moment, you're giving thanks for the fact of it being restored, healthy, rekindled, that fire of desire is lit, and it's already happened. It's already occurred. Take a moment of appreciation for who it is that you actually are, just for showing up in this day and being the best version of yourself that's possible. Have a moment of compassion for who it is that you are and for someone else that you know that may need that compassion and just saying, hey, listen, I understand. I've been there too. I'll be the one standing in the shadows, just caring for somebody else who thinks someone else just did not care for them. That'll be me. And it could be you too, for somebody else that you know that just needs to know that somebody is caring for them because they may be having that moment of woe where it's the worst of energy. But at the same time, just knowing that somebody else cares gives them enough to sustain throughout the day. And of course, you got to have some love. Spread some love for yourself first. Give some love to somebody else. But then again, make sure it's joyful, and that joyful moment leads you right up to bliss and enlightenment. And that's what it's all about. So in this moment of gratitude, appreciation, compassion, care, joy, love, enlightenment, and enthusiasm, I say thank you, namaste, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.